Hey, Bourbon Podcast guys, get a real job. Sent with love, hearts, XOXO from Dixon Deadman and 2XO Whiskey.
Hey, everybody, thanks for joining. Man, we got a good one.
Yes.
All three of us here. Yep. They knew I was breaking out the good juice, so they showed up today.
Can't miss this one, baby.
Nope.
We've got Wild Turkey Generations. We reported this on the news a few episodes ago, talked about it, so we gave a little background on it. And today, you know, I actually got this. I was able to snag this. Wild Turkey had entered into a partnership, and I forget which online retailer, but they were selling them online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a 2023 limited release. Joe's going to tell us about it. First, I'm going to get a pop. See if I can, well, hopefully I don't screw this up. Let's see.
Oh,
that was a good one.
That sounds beautiful. Great.
All right, let me a little pour here.
Kyle, I'd be curious first to all, see where this pop, settles man. In. That's hey, when was this actually, before we even get into it, it was recently released, obviously. Press release
it's
came
about
out.
About a week old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, they just started shipping them out. Now, it may have been in the, I don't know if it was in the distillery or not. There aren't that many bottles. I forget what the production is, but
right.
Joe can tell us. So tell us, Joe, what are we drinking?
5,000 bottles.
Is that right?
It's what
wow.
It is. All right. So, for the listeners, Wild Turkey, just a 1-sentence history here. The brand started in 1940. When the distillery executive Thomas McCarthy took a few warehouse samples on a wild turkey hunting trip with a group of friends.
Did not know that.
The following year, his friends asked him for, quote, some of that wild turkey whiskey, and the brand was born. So that was 1940. So it's a relatively new brand when you start thinking about some of the other brands, not from a distilling, but from historical perspective. Wild Turkey is owned by the Campari Group. They were founded, however, in 1860, and they're headquartered in Sesto San Giovanni, Italy, and they are distributed to 23 countries, which is why you'll find Wild Turkey in about every class, every airport in the world, practically. All right, now let's talk about what is Wild Turkey Bourbon, because very consistent theme across all their brands. The mash bill is 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley. You find these in all their Russell's Reserve, all their Kentucky Spirit.
It's all the same mash bill?
All the same mash bill. Single rack house. The single rack house.
I forgot.
Joe bringing the knowledge.
The Russell Reserve 13. It's all their mash. And what makes that mash unique is what we were just talking about with Michter's. The same thing is that their barrel entry proof is relatively low at 107 to 115 proof, compared to 125 for most.
Which is most. Proof. That's the upper limit, right? But that's where most people.
That's where most do. Because it produces more whiskey in the end. But the goal is to produce a creamier, more complex, buttery type whiskey, which is the way a lot of your whiskey.
Just swirling around. Look at it. Look at the length.
Well, that is. Yeah. I'll wait. But
we'll get there real quick. So these Wild Turkey bourbons are aged in No. 4 alligator char, and they're all filled at the distillery in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Now, about the generation itself. So this is the first time that three generations, Jimmy, Eddie, and Bruce Russell, have collaborated on a whiskey. And it's the first time that any bottle's been signed by all three. And so this kind of, you have to kind of look at this for the commemorative aspect of it. It will never probably be done again quite like this. Maybe they'll make it annual, but I'm guessing it's a one-shot deal. So you have to build that into your expectation. So this is also, which kind of interesting, is that this is a blend of 9-year-old, 12-year-old, 14-year-old, and 15-year-old bourbons, probably between 30 and 35 barrels. And if you wonder why they took four different years, it's pretty simple. The youngest, Bruce, and he's an associate, blender for the, he's Jimmy's son. He prefers bolder flavors, and all the 12-year-olds were selected by Bruce. Eddie the father, who also has master's keep, he prefers obviously the older, right, kind of flavors, because they yield more of the honey and vanilla, you know, type flavors. So he picked out the 15 and the 14 year old barrels. Jimmy, the grandfather, who's everybody knows well, he stays true to his palate from the very beginning. He's always liked the younger, roughly 9 to 10 year barrels. And so the 9 year olds were all picked out by Jimmy. So this blend is not just the generation of the three, but each of their own preferences of the same mash bill, but from really choice barrels of each of these.
Are they in equal parts, or is it one? Is it more 9 than 15?
It is not stated.
Yeah. Okay.
We will never find that out. But
it wouldn't make sense if they were equal, because you don't have as many 15s as you do 9.
Well, and so that's probably not going to get the best result, right?
You got to figure.
And what's interesting, I'll just fast forward, and then we're going to just do tasting in 2 seconds, which is just that there was a comment by one of the reviewers who basically said, "This is really good, but boy, if they could have taken more time to think about the proper blend of 9 and 14 and 15 and 12s or whatever, that they could, this could have been even, quote, better." But I'm not even sure what that means.
So what does that mean?
But how
would they know?
But with 30 to 35 barrels, it's so limited to start with. Yeah. It's pretty significant.
What's the MSRP on it?
Okay. MSRP, $450. Which is a big nut. And I've got a comment to make here. And it is bottled at barrel proof, 120.8 proof. So one of the highest offerings you will get, period.
Am I allowed to speak?
Yes. Non-chill
filter. Joe, you've done a fantastic job. I feel like we've rushed you.
No, he's not done.
Okay.
Yeah. One last comment. And I'm going to open this up, which is just this. In 2020, when they did the 17-year Master's Keep bottled and bond, it was $175 a bottle, 17 year. Okay. Bear that in mind. And it was cash strength.
And it comes with a box.
The
presentation, but the bottle is very similar.
Right.
Oh yeah. The bottle shape is.
Now, Russell's Reserve single rec house Camp Nelson F, the one we thought we reviewed, $300 MSRP. So there was a nice escalation there. And this one at $450, which is a blend of various years, is a 50% increase from the, you know, the single rec house release, and a 250% increase
from the 17 year.
From the 17 year cash strength. I just want to put that in perspective. So as you're kind of going through this, you know, we're looking for, is it going to be a great whiskey versus the value versus Kyle's going back to what we talked about before.
Pricing. So the nose to me, and you, I don't know, Joe, it's the creaminess, right? Exactly what you talked about. And then it does not nose at 120 proof. I've not sipped it yet, but it noses a lot.
Yeah, no ethyl. You don't get that ethyl alcohol and that crazy burn that you would expect to get.
Yeah,
but I mean,
if I didn't know the proof, I would guess this is like 95 proof whiskey. I'm shocked it's 120.
Well, the oak and vanilla on the nose are just perfect, right? It's not overly oaked. Beautiful vanilla flavors, and you do get some of the fruit and other type, flavors that you might get. Some caramel on the nose if you kind of sniff it along, maybe a little bit of orange peel on that, but it's really good nose.
So the pricing's interesting as you guys are taking a sip. I'm curious, Joe, on where is this trading on the secondary much at all yet?
It just came out for the most part.
Yeah. So. You had to pay over MSRP, I'm guessing.
I got it from MSRP. Wild Turkey. Yeah.
I mean, to me, this is a running theme, including our guest who, you know, this will be aired separately, but maybe this trades around this level. What do you think? You think it'll trade around $500?
I go back to like the 17-year.
Where's that?
Yeah. Master's Keep. It's not. I mean, it's pricing maybe certainly north of $450 for the bottle and bond in the secondary right now. But this is a blend of you're talking about again 9, 12, younger. 14, 15, but clearly an excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent bottle. I'm it kind of gets you to the point of wondering, you've got a unique, you have to almost look for the uniqueness of it, right? because they're probably not going to take three generations, and maybe they won't do this again. And,
well, conceptually, it reminds me of what Four Roses does with the limited edition small batch, right? So different years. Yeah. Now, you know, they've got the different yeast or whatever, but nonetheless, it's like it's a blend, kind of similar price point, and my opinion is it's very, very good. I don't know, Ben, what do you think?
I like it. It's not a $450 whiskey to me. Sorry, it's not. I mean, when I think of 450, like I'm going to, and you mentioned Four Roses limited edition.
I
may agree.
I don't know. I really like it, but
450 is not.
But 450 just seems to, maybe it's just more because of what it is and what it represents.
Yeah.
But I would take, people are sick of hearing me talking about the Master's Keep, Wild Turkey Master's Keep Unforgotten. I could buy two bottles of Unforgotten for the price of one of these. And Unforgotten is one of my favorites. And I had a little sip of it the other night. I wasn't a big fan of Voyage. I mean, it's good. Should people pay $450 or more? No, they shouldn't.
You know, I think we have to rifle through this glass because, Kyle, you were mentioning the viscosity in the glass is really, really crazy. But what makes this one unique from some of the other Russell's offering? Well, first of all, this isn't finished. It's not double oak.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just choice barrels. You get the age of the oak, that 14 and 15, clearly all throughout in my mind. And some of that, though, comes out as like this, you know, cacao, like dark chocolate. And you get things like the black cherries.
Yeah, there's a lot of darker flavors.
Yeah, you would not normally get from some of the Russell's offerings. And that, to me, this is a super complex, well-rounded, full, creamy,
and maybe that's where the amateur
bourbon is. Just this is pretty good.
You're not smart enough for this whiskey.
That's right. But let me do me a favor, because you just grabbed. Sitting here in my bunker.
Yeah.
He just grabbed the Russell's 13.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to say.
Take a sip of it.
Well,
and do a side by side.
So because my memory of this.
Yeah.
And I went and got a bottle afterwards, and I'm the lowest level of collector of the three of us by far. But I was so blown away when we had the Russell's 13 that I went and I think, Joe, you got me a bottle.
Yeah.
I remember if I had to choose based on memory, I would choose a Russell's 13 for sure.
Yeah.
As much as I think this is a very good whiskey. That's interesting, right? Where is Russell's 13 going on secondary?
A little bit less, like 350 if it's settled in. I do want to say this about this. This has a super, super long, full finish, and it's a lot. The oak and the dark fruits are so dominant.
Yeah, you said cacao, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I agree, though. I would never pick it out on my own because that's not how my palate or brain works.
But it's that
works,
weird but... chocolate that has a little bitter.
Yeah, it's like the little bitter. Yeah,
it kind of fools you. You're thinking And it has different things like fruits and herbal spices that you're not going to get from a lot of your Russells. You may not even get it from the 13 in some regard. So this is very interesting. And almost you get a lot of pepper in some regard. So I would say that the question of value is going to worth $450 is going to be dependent on the uniqueness and the rarity, not the rarity, but the fact that it was like this released at three generations. And remember, Jimmy and Eddie have 100 years of experience in the industry, just the two of them collectively.
Yeah. It's an interesting price point. Cause I think at the like $300 to $500 price point, now we're talking like, okay, of the high end stuff, but that I'm going to drink. Right. This is, we're not talking a Pappy 23.
Right.
We're not talking a crazy Michter's. It's like, no, this stuff you're going to open and drink. Like, of those, what do I prefer? And is this in that family? Like, I think it is.
It is. Probably. It probably is. And $450, just the, like the bar, like I was just saying, $175, $300, $450. Yeah. If you read enough, you'll hear a lot of, oh, this is just Campari, wanting to get the most out of.
I'm not mad at Wild Turkey though, or Campari.
At Russell's. I'm not either.
We've seen what's happened.
And so I think there's a good chance at $450, much like some of the other bottles that we reviewed, is going to be on the shelf. And if it's on the shelf, the real question then, Ben, is the fact that you can get it at, potentially at suggested MSRP, you'll just have to decide, is it worth it to purchase it at that particular price? Because we're not really thinking about it that way. But I mean, for me, I'm really enjoying, this is a full experience. I feel like I'm getting a Thanksgiving meal all in one, one bourbon.
All right. So Kyle, final thoughts.
I'm here for it. I think if you were playing in the space, if you were buying even occasionally $400 and $500 bourbons, I think this is worth buying.
Joe?
Man, I think it's really good. I really do. It's
really good.
And I think like, it's just because, you know, we're spoiled by the some of the great single barrel and other types of private selections that we get that are 10 and 12 years old. And it's not as good as this, but it's pretty damn good. And it's under $100 a bottle. But I would say, I think like Kyle said, if you have the money, you're willing to kind of, you like, you want to try something a little bit different, this can be really good. And you like the Wild Turkey brand, this is worth the money.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're, if you love the Russell family and you love Wild Turkey and you like Master's Keep, because this, it reminds me of a Master's Keep, then get it. But if you want a damn good drinker, stick to Russell's Reserve 10 and Russell's Reserve 13, because you can't beat those. And if I did a side-by-side of the Russell's 13 and Wild Turkey Generations, even if it was blind, I guarantee you Russell's 13 would win every time.
So think about what's happened here. You're taking the youth who's you know, Bruce. He likes the bold flavors. He's picking out the 12-year-old. You've got the grandfather who just wants a smooth, nice drinker, and he likes the 9-year-old. He's picking out the nines. And then, you know, you got the, you got, you know, our guy who's who runs a Master's Keep program, and he loves the old stuff. And what they've done here is like, you've got three bourbons in one. So, you know, Kyle, for me, like if I want a younger one, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to get a, want something in the middle, like a 12 or a 13, I'm going to go with this. But if you want something that's kind of an old, if you want older, you're going to go with Master's Keep. But you want a, like a blend of really choice barrels, this is what you got.
It's interesting. You're
I'm trying to touch
wrap
on
up, it. But no, but yeah. I think your Thanksgiving meal analogy is actually great, because it is way more depth and complexity than you would expect. And I think than you get from a lot of other Wild Turkey products. And you have a lot of Wild Turkey like nerds who are going to, you know, it's if you would love Wild Turkey, you got
to
do it.
Yeah. You're going to have to go to the bar and at least drink this thing and just make sure your palate is clean. This is something you got. If you're a Wild Turkey fan, you got
to
try it.
You have to. Yeah.
You got to try it.
I agree with that. You know what? If you get a chance to taste it, message me and tell me what you think. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, send it to the email.
X.
Ben at Bourbon Podcast. We don't have that many followers on X.
Oops.
But Ben at Bourbon Podcast. Yeah. Send me the email. And let me know what you think. And specifically, I want to know if you compared this to a Russell's Reserve 10 or Russell's Reserve 13, which one you prefer. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get